when we see the stats of how the adult entertainment industry is affecting the church and our relationships in our families, it can be discouraging, wondering if we're ever going to win this battle. But there will always be hope as we serve a God that can transform lives. And joining us this morning is Pastor Joshua Broom, former industry performer and anti-porn activist. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Joshua. Thank you for being with us.
Absolutely, and glad to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm glad we're able to talk with you. First of all, the one that everybody's thinking about, how does someone in the industry get out of it and end up as a pastor?
Right. It's been a pretty crazy story. I was in the industry for 5 years. I was in over 1,000 movies, and I felt trapped within that industry because often when people are in that industry, they believe the lie that they are a product and their worth is indicative of them being able to sell themselves in that capacity. And it leaves them feeling like there's nothing beyond that. And that is, you know, that's what traps them. And you just, you know, you're trapped in this mindset and you're in bondage to yourself and your own mind. There's nothing, you know, legally or tangibly, you know, tying you to staying in that. But I was just trapped. And it was through a long period of isolation where I had stopped talking to family, friends. Someone in a bank actually said my name. It was a strange interaction. So long story short, I was leaving the bank and the transaction was over. And as I was about to leave, they said, Joshua, is there anything I can do to help you? And I had isolated myself from everyone I knew. So that was the first time that I'd heard my real name in over a year.
Wow.
And it kind of snapped me out of this fog that I was in. And I spent 2 years, I quit that day, but I spent 2 years like running from my past. And then I was just so tired of running from it. And I met someone and I just thought the absolute world of them. And I was like, I need to tell you how bad I am before we continue this friendship. Mm-hmm. And I told them, you know, everything bad that I've ever done. I told them about the industry. I told them about all this stuff. And at the end of that conversation, they asked, well, do you know who God is? And I was like, well, yes, I do believe that God exists. I believe he creates everything. And they're like, well, do you have a relationship with him? And that was perplexing to me because I didn't know the answer to that. But the gentleness and the condemnation that she articulated everything she was saying, it just broke down the barriers that I had, and it really created some healthy, you know, skepticism in my mind. I just like couldn't stop thinking about it. I was like, I don't know if I have a relationship with God. And then the following week we went to church and I heard the gospel articulated very clearly, and my mind and my heart was open to it, and I gave my life to Christ.
Wow.
And that person is now my wife, who had that conversation with me. And we have three beautiful boys. We have three sons. And that was, you know, almost going on 7 years ago. But what led me to be a pastor was, I was in the health and fitness industry, like after being in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I love pouring into people. I love seeing people step out of something that's holding them back and become a healthier, better version of themselves. And I saw that happen on a daily basis inside the walls of the gym. And just, you know, that's just who I am as a person. It's like if I experience something that impacts my life greatly, I want other people to have it.
Oh, come on.
And there was just a carryover when I experienced Christ, where it's like, so I wandered into this giant church that I was attending, and I was like, hey, I feel like God wants me to build a boat or something. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I just feel like God is calling me to share my story, and I just want to equip myself to do that as well as possible. And it just so happens that there was a pastor that had moved into town that was going to help launch an additional campus, but he had moved there early with his family, and he had some free time, so me and this guy for over 5 years, we started like, this is how you read the Bible. This is what context means. This is what observation, you know, interpretation, application, like this is what this looks like. Here's how you teach someone to read the Bible. And he really appreciated education. So as did I, and I really loved learning. So I went back to school. I went to Liberty University to achieve a degree in religion with a focus on Christian ministries, and just loved it. And throughout that process, God continued to open up door after door as, you know, my sanctification process is, you know, ongoing until I'm in heaven. But just like as I was growing as a follower of Jesus, my ability to communicate the gospel grew, and God opened up doors for me to communicate it and do some really cool things. And then somehow, some way, you know, I end up in a place where I had the opportunity to step on staff at Life Church, you know, which is, you know, one of the largest, you know, Christian organizations in the United States. And like sitting in meetings with Craig Rochelle and just hearing from him and just learning from him. And I was there for about a year. And man, just God continues to mold me and call me to do something authentic and unique. And where I am now is my wife and I have started a ministry. So we're in Iowa City, but it's tough because I want to just pastor a church and just, you know, be here on a daily basis. God is calling me to travel. So I spend a lot of my time traveling, preaching, sharing my story. That's what that process looks like.
Pastor Joshua, where can people find your documentary on YouTube, or how can people get a hold of you if they just want to learn more about your journey?
Yeah, best place to find me is on Instagram. So I am Joshua Broom.
This has been a fruitful conversation, and one that I think is going to help a lot of people. We've been on the phone with Pastor Joshua Broom. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Absolutely.